defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. How the heck are you today? I had an idea. Somebody sent me an email, says, I love your Bernie Sanders impersonation. You should do a whole show impersonating Bernie Sanders. Can you imagine that? Welcome inside the Armed American Radio Daily Defense studios, the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Microphone. I don't know how long I'm going to be able to do. Can you imagine that? Oh, my gosh. I was cracking up at the thought of that. I truly was. I thought, wow, that would be kind of fun to do. I do a pretty good Bernie Sanders impersonation. I do admit that. And I really, if you remember Masoud Ayoub, we got to get Masoud back on the show, don't we? In the very near future, we definitely do. I do one of the best Masoud Ayoub impersonations. He doesn't know if it's him talking or me talking when they're in the same room. He always says, oh, it sounds like I'm listening to myself think over there. I'm telling you what, and it's a strange day today, okay? So just bear with me. Let's start with this. History professor, founder's intent of Second Amendment not to guarantee private gun ownership. Now, this is generally something I really wouldn't waste your time with, but I kind of feel like I'm in the mood today to waste your time with this. Why would I say I wouldn't want to waste your time with a dopey comment by some goofy history professor at American University who says the founder's intent of the Second Amendment not to guarantee private gun ownership? I guess he was there when it was written, right? You know, here you got one of these idiots that says, oh, the Second Amendment doesn't say what it means. And of course, people doesn't apply to people in the Second Amendment like it does throughout the rest of the Bill of Rights, right? The right of the people to be secure in their possessions must mean something different than the, you know, right, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. They're two separate things to this moron. I digress for just a second. The reason I say that I don't generally waste your time with stuff like this is because there is no debate over the Second Amendment. The debate over the Second Amendment ended December 15, 1791, when, of all places, Virginia, and I am going to have to go back to Virginia for a little bit today just for a couple things because I have to, but of all places, Virginia ratified the Bill of Rights. And it was Virginia that gave us the put us over the top. That was December 15th, 1791. So this idiot professor might want to go back and read a little bit of history. But anyway, we're going to have some fun with this. I just want to let you know what he has to say. The professor is Alan J. Lichtman, and his book is Repeal the Second Amendment, The Case for a Safer America. Because we all know that if good people don't have guns, bad people certainly won't either, right? But there's something interesting about this that might shock you when I tell you. You'll know it in just a couple moments. First of all, what does this moron say? He's focusing on what he believes is the perceived need, quote, to abolish the Second Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. And a quote in his book is the real problem is that which gun control advocates fear to name, the Second Amendment. Now, he has a point there. Gun control advocates never talk about the Second Amendment. They talk about what? Gun safety. Gun safety. What the hell does that even mean? We advocate for gun safety. What does that mean? They don't even know. Gun safety. They've been fed it for so long, they've never thought. If you ask an orange-clad, screeching Moms Demand Action lunatic somewhere holding up a sign about gun safety and ask her what that is, she won't even be able to answer you. They don't even know. They drink the Kool-Aid and they spit it back up, and that's all they do. But this guy, he's right about that. He says the real problem, of course, he's coming from the left. So to him, the problem is that we, meaning gun grabbers, we won't even talk about the Second Amendment being the problem. We're afraid of it, is what he's saying. And he says repeal of the Second Amendment is not only right, but realistic. And he believes that the push for gun control, if you will, would be a hell of a lot easier if there was no Second Amendment. And I'm thinking to myself, really? Now, we're going to have to get realistic here in just a moment. But nonetheless, it's a kind of a fascinating conversation. He believes also, and he claims this, that America's founders did not intend the Second Amendment to guarantee gun ownership rights to individual Americans. So I guess the right of the people to be secure in their possessions, which he believes, I'm sure, is intended to apply to the individual person to be secure in their possessions and their things, Fourth Amendment protections. That's okay. The right of the people to peaceably assemble, I guess, is okay. The right of the people to keep and bear arms. I mean, this is common sense grade school stuff here. That's all it is. It's only been perverted by lunatics like this and a mainstream media who pushes an agenda that doesn't want you to believe what it really says and just muddies the water and clouds things up by giving you all this misinformation and disinformation day after day after day and in a 24-hour news cycle to the point people think maybe they're right. Right? That's what it feels like sometimes. But that's not the case. The right of the people to peaceably assemble, the right of the people to practice whatever religion they want or to speak freely, the people. The right of the people to be secure in their possessions and things, man. It's not hard to figure out. That means you have that right. That's why when a cop stops you as a person, he has to be very, very careful because of the formidable Fourth Amendment protections that you as a people possess that keep him or her from doing or saying or acting in certain ways towards you as a people, a person, part of people. Persons are people. You are a people. This is not hard stuff to figure out. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That's so you can form a militia if you have to. And if you do form a militia, which the founders intended to stave off a standing army, then it shall be a well-regulated militia, which means really finely tuned, practiced in good working order with the proper arms that you brought to the sandbox. Because you as a people, person, have a right to bear arms that shall not be infringed. So this cat is, again, intentionally muddying the waters with a very bold statement that the NRA hijacked the Second Amendment. The NRA was formed in the 1850s. It didn't hijack a damn thing. These people are trying to hijack the Second Amendment, this Lichtman character. Oh, the book was published by MSNBC, by the way. Okay, so there's a lot of comical stuff in here. Repeal will take a concerted effort from Americans who are well briefed on the true history of the Second Amendment. That's what he says here. So I find this whole thing interesting that just yesterday, well, I guess it was 4 or 5 days ago when this thing popped up on a campusreform.org page. But you got this goofy leftist. But there's a couple things here that I want to point out. Number one, repeal the Second Amendment, the case for a safer America. I have to read this now. I have not. I've looked at some excerpts. That's where I'm forming this opinion. It's not real hard to do. You just heard me go through. It's really basic stuff. Pretty much any dunce can figure this stuff out. It's not hard. That all of the sudden the founding fathers would have meant something different with the word people than they did in the other previous amendments, right? No. No, these idiots just want you to believe that because they, for whatever reason, do not believe in their right to self-defense and protection of themselves. I guess they're okay being bootlickers, right? I guess there are certain types of people who just are meant to be ruled over and don't mind being bootlickers, and that's what this guy apparently is. But it's interesting because I found some things, you know, I mean, when somebody says this, a free people ought not only to be armed, but disciplined. Right? Well, that wasn't somebody from the NRA. That was George Washington in his first annual address to both houses of Congress on January 8th, 1790. Thomas Jefferson wrote, "No man shall ever be debarred the use of arms." You know, Jefferson himself, the man. The man. And in a letter that he wrote to James Madison on January 30th, 1787, he said, "I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery. What country can preserve its liberties if their rulers are not warned from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance? Let them take arms." Yeah, that was Jefferson back after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, "We don't need that kind of gun," remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. Can you imagine if we have to hear that guy? It's going to be torture enough to listen to that lunatic socialist between now and November. My God, it's awful. It's just awful. And then to have people and pundits sit around on groups on shows actually take this clown serious. I know he has to be taken serious. He's actually getting votes. Look, turn the crap off. It's the best thing that could happen to you as a conservative gun lover is if this lunatic gets the nod from the Democrats. Oh my gosh, their party, as you've known it. Well, it's over as we've known it for years anyway, but nonetheless, it's done. They're finished. They own socialism from now on out. They're going to have to remake themselves. It'll take them decades. Best thing in the world for us would be Bernie Sanders on a debate stage, one-on-one with Trump and going up against him on the ballot in November. That'd be huge. So pray for that, you know? Let me go back to, this is funny, I know, right? Can you have to hear this guy? You know, with his arms outstretched every single time lecturing you about the 1% the billionaires. And then he goes to his front porch at his $600,000 home. Oh, wait, that's his first home. His second home is closer to $1 million. Freaking hypocrite. Who buys into this stuff? God, there's some idiots out there, aren't there? Yeah, there really, truly are. So anyway, let me go back to what I was saying in the previous segment. Because this Lichtman character apparently believes that the Second Amendment was not meant as an individual right. So I guess, you know, when George Washington said a free people ought not only to be armed, but disciplined, that's a well-regulated. That's what well-regulated means, by the way, listener. It means disciplined. That means well-versed in their use, trained in their use, a trained militia. You know, Washington knew a little bit about that, didn't he? Do I have to go through that history for this guy, too? Wow, unbelievable, right? No free man shall ever be debarred the use of arms. And then when the letter to Madison, who, by the way, is widely credited with penning the Second Amendment. What country can preserve its liberties if their rulers are not warned from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance? Let them take arms. That's happening in Virginia right before our eyes right now. Believe me when I tell you that. It will soon have lots of problems coming to Virginia in the near future. But nonetheless, this is why it was written. The laws that forbid the carrying of arms are laws of such a nature. They disarm only those who are neither inclined nor determined to commit crimes. Such laws make things worse, excuse me, for the assaulted and better for the assailants. They serve rather to encourage than to prevent homicides, for an unarmed man may be attacked with greater confidence than an armed man. Do you know who wrote that? Yeah, it wasn't me. I wish I could take credit for that. I'd be a real badass if that was me. That was Thomas Jefferson. 1774, 1776. Was it 1774? 18th century. Quoting criminologist Cesar Beccaria. I don't know if his last name, if I'm pronouncing that right. 1774 to 1776, in that range. Beautiful quote from Thomas Jefferson. A strong body makes the mind strong. As to the species of exercises, I advise the gun. While this gives moderate exercise to the body, it gives boldness, enterprise, and independence to the mind. Games played with the ball and others of that nature are too violent for the body and stamp no character on the mind. Let your gun, therefore, be your constant companion of your walks. That was a letter to Peter Carr from Thomas Jefferson, August 19th, 1785. Benjamin Franklin, they that can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. George Mason, to disarm the people is the most effectual way to enslave them. So, you know, again, this is not rocket science. It's very basic stuff. And it's really sad that people like this guy are allowed in any way, shape, or form to twist, that they're even out there. But here's where I'm going to give this guy some credit. This is what I told you in the first segment. I'm going to shock you here. Because I really don't want to debate this. It's not open for discussion. I just wanted to point out, and I think I did in the first segment, in a really simple way, how easy it is to figure this stuff out. Okay? You really have to twist and spin to believe that the founding fathers didn't mean what they said. It's not a difficult amendment to figure out. No, it's really simple. When read from beginning to end, it's really simple. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Very simple. Means exactly that. Nothing more, nothing less. Means you have a right to keep and bear arms, and God forbid, if necessary, you have the ability with your arms to not only protect and defend yourself and your family while you have use of those arms, but should it ever become necessary, Virginia is pushing their citizenry in this direction, but they have the right to form a militia to remind their government who's in charge and who that government works for. Really basic stuff. But here again, here's where I'm going to shock you. At least this guy is honest. I mean, at least he might be an idiot, but at least he's honest. It's hard to believe that people are paying this clown's university tuition to hear this crap and garbage. Can you imagine what he says in a classroom to the kids? My God. I don't know that anybody's standing up to this moron. I would have loved to have had a class with this guy. I got into it with a guy when a class I took about the Soviet Union back in the 80s. He called the guy. I said, "What, are you kidding me? I wanted to learn a little bit about what was going on behind the Iron Curtain. I thought that'd be kind of cool." No, this guy was teaching communism. And I told him that. Then I promptly got thrown out and dropped the class, and that was the end of that. But I didn't go quietly into that good night. Okay. Imagine what this clown is teaching these kids at American University. But at least he's saying repeal the Second Amendment. The Constitution provides a mechanism to do just that. Hence the word amend. Now, it will never happen, and this moron knows it. But at least he's being honest, and he's talking about amending the Constitution, which is provided for in our Constitution. Hence the word amend, just like I said. You don't hear Shannon Watts and the rest of those liars do that. No. I almost said a bad word. They don't do that. They mask themselves and cloak themselves as some type of gun safety expert, of which they don't even know what they're talking about. And I've said many times, I have respect for Piers Morgan. I disagree with him vehemently on his right, on his thoughts on the right to keep and bear arms. He hates your right to bear arms, but he makes no bones about it. And he tells you exactly what he thinks. I said for years on these radio waves, I'd have a hell of a lot more respect for Barack Obama if he'd just come out and tell us what we all know he wanted to do. Don't cloak it, bro. Just say it. At least this guy is saying it. I respect that. At least he's saying it. And I'm glad he is, because it enables people like me to have this conversation with you over the airwaves. And it really didn't require, four or five advanced degrees in the previous segment to explain just how basic this stuff is and what a clown this guy really truly is to try to put forth that argument. It's just absolutely absurd. You literally have to believe. Well, let's just say it requires a certain level of stupidity sometimes. And unfortunately, there are people out there who fall for this stuff. I'll be back after this. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com. The second half of Armed American Radio's podcast today is being sponsored by TakeAShotFirearms.com. Reviews you can trust, shots you don't want to miss. That's their great slogan. Reviews on firearms and optics with other products to come. Great odds on winning popular firearms and accessories. Fun product reviews and new opportunities to win with the best odds around. When you do win, TakeAShot Firearms will ship to the FFL of your choice for free. Buy any gun from TakeAShot Firearms webinars outright from them directly at below MSRP. They ship for free. We support startup companies and the companies that support Armed American Radio here on this program. I hope you do as well. TakeAShotFirearms.com. Back to the podcast. Enjoy the second half.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios. Yeah, the Bernie Sanders. Whew, boy, I'm sorry to gun. I mean, it's exhausting. It really is. It's exhausting. It's getting exhausting now. And my gosh, it's only February 12th. And we got to put up with this for months to go. I got to be honest with you. It was really fun watching Trump come back with tweets on these folks. And it's really something. Really something. Now, real quick, while we're on this Car Arms Platinum microphone, I want to point out something. The Bloomberg audio that's going around. Wow, glad the media just discovered that. We've been talking about that audio on Armed American Radio for the last few years. However long it's been out, that's how long we've mentioned it. We've talked about it before. It's nothing new to us. All of a sudden, it was just discovered by the mainstream press. And they're like, oh, look at this. We've talked about it for years. Gun owners have known this about Michael Bloomberg for years. For years and years and years. The audio I'm talking about is the audio of him talking about stop and frisk and throwing people up against the walls, right? Now, stop and frisk was a lot of people supported it. It did. It cleaned up New York. It really did. It scared a lot of people. But the hypocrisy from Michael Bloomberg, it stinks. It's so real. So fortunately for us, the mainstream media has picked up on it, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing because he's going to have to answer to that. Let me go to Virginia for just a moment. Speaking of Bloomberg, because he's bought and paid for her in Virginia, and now he's getting payback. The Virginia House Democrats passed, get this now, it's actually an assault firearm ban, as we've been telling you about. The General Assembly. And by doing so, we are two steps away in the state of Virginia on a party line vote of 51-48 in the House of Delegates that is going to ban and turn, well, let's just say turn many, many thousands, tens and tens of thousands of gun owners in the state of Virginia into criminals overnight. Literally turn you into a criminal overnight. And there's a key point that I want to make here. I'll save it to the end. HB 961, I quote now, would make tens of thousands of gun owners in Virginia criminals. Republican delegate Nick Freitas told the Washington Examiner, this bill, I'm quoting him now, creates an environment where you could receive up to 12 months in jail for every magazine you have over 12 rounds. At the same time that Democrats are voting for early release programs for people convicted of first-degree murder and rape, they are criminalizing law-abiding gun owners. Now, you think about that. You think about that quote. And keep in mind that the Democrats refused to move out of committee a bill that would have actually stopped crime, Project Exile, in the state of Virginia, where you use a gun, you're going away for a very, very long time. Florida has, I believe, 10-20 life, if I'm not mistaken. Project Exile has been radically successful where it's been implemented. Democrats in Virginia aren't concerned about stopping crime. This is about taking away your firearms. It's more proof positive day after day after day. Think about that. You receive up to 12 months in jail for every magazine you have over 12 rounds. Let me tell you what I'm not going to do if I'm in Virginia. I'm not giving anybody anything. More than likely, my county has adopted itself as a Second Amendment sanctuary and vowed not to enforce this garbage. Hopefully, as we were talking with Brad Primo yesterday, wasn't he wonderful too, by the way? Brad's awesome. He was so much fun. Can't wait to bring him on regularly. I think we're going to hear from him on the MonsterCast this Sunday too. So, yeah, he's that good. But I believe Brad is correct. I think we're going to see a lot of legal action first before anything else were to happen. It's all dependent on the socialists in power in Virginia right now. How far do they want to push this down the throats of their law-abiding citizens? And by the way, you're telling them to go pound salt is not the threat. It's a reaction to the threat that they're putting you under. They're turning you into a felon overnight, a class 6 felony in the state of Virginia. So you, again, I've said this for years. We are getting to a point in America, and the Democrats are going to see to it, that hardworking, decent, law-abiding Americans are going to be forced to have to make some very terrible decisions. And unfortunately, we're watching it play out in Virginia. This is the biggest one. I've had people over the years ask me, what are you, you know, what are you trying to say there? Is that a sneaky way of saying people are going to have to fight one day? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe they are going to have to make a decision to whether or not they have to pick up a gun and defend their family and their neighborhood from a tyrannical government. That's possible. It's happened before. Maybe it's deciding whether or not to abide by an unconstitutional law, even though it's law. It's law. I'm not waiting for this to go through the courts. I'm not giving you my property, and I'm not driving it down there and handing it to you. You're not getting it, period. I never gave the government my bump stock. You hear that, government? I never gave it to you, and I'm not going to. I never drove it to the ATF office. Don't even know where that office is. Never even looked it up. Never even contemplated taking the bump stock after the bump stock ban and giving it to the ATF. Never did that. Now, I can't find it. I don't know where it is. It was sitting here in my office in the studio, but it's not here anymore. I don't know where it is. So the fact of the matter is I'm not turning it in, and I didn't, and I never would. They can come look for it. They aren't going to find it. I don't know where it is. I have no earthly idea where it is. But I didn't give it to them. Yeah, I'm not going to do it, ever. So there's some terrible, terrible decisions in the state of Virginia. So as Nick Freitas told us, while they're negotiating early release programs for people convicted of violent, heinous crimes, first-degree murder and rape, they're criminalizing law-abiding gun owners. Just like that, Virginia House Democrats vote to make millions of Virginians surrender their property or become criminals. Republican delegate Dave LaRocque tweeted, if the Senate goes along with this nonsense, the governor will sign it, and then Attorney General Herring will spend your tax dollars to defend this unconstitutional overreach. What does he mean by that? It's going to be challenged immediately. It will be challenged immediately. And by the way, the Supreme Court could have put a halt to this, as he called it, nonsense a long time ago, and they didn't. I know Gorsuch and I know Thomas are itching to hear one of these cases, and they have to. They must hear this. They've got the Supreme Court's the only way this nonsense is going to stop. To use Dave LaRocque's word, nonsense. I love it. It fits perfectly. Governor doesn't care about you in the state of Virginia. He doesn't give a hoot about you at all in the state of Virginia. 51-48, expand the definition of assault firearm and prohibit the sale or transfer of such weapons. The bill also expands restrictions on magazine sizes. Yep, I told you I was going to save the best for last on this one, and I did. Excuse me. Here's why. While Virginia pushes passage of HB 961, which will turn a million plus law-abiding citizens in Virginia into criminals overnight, and they use gun safety measures as an excuse to stop mass shootings. They're going to stop mass shootings in Virginia with this, is what they tell you. That's the BS that they give you. There are two most famous cases of mass murder in Virginia. 2007, Virginia Tech, Shuang Wei Cho. And just last year in Virginia Beach. 12 people killed in Virginia Beach, 32 people killed in Virginia Tech. If you do the math, liberals, that's 12... 20, 30, carry 44. Comes out 44 people. No person, no student should be guilty of a crime simply for wanting to go to college to learn how to do that kind of math. 44 people in both of those instances of mass murder in Virginia combined. And the Democrats want to put a stop to it. How do they propose to do that? HB 961. Which will turn all of you gun owners that own, quote unquote, assault firearms. There's a distinction, right? Assault firearms. What is an assault firearm? Anything they want it to be. Anything they want it to be. Here's the problem. Both of those murders were committed by murderers who used handguns. In both cases, a Glock. And in one case, another one had, Shuang Wei Cho had two guns, a Walther P-22. A 9mm and a 22 and another 9mm used, or a 45, I believe. Doesn't matter. Handguns, both of them. They're liars. Back after this.
Car, the the 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 Carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com. Today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on this Color Arms Platinum microphone, as Bernie Sanders would say, right? We're going to have some fun with Bernie over the course of the next few months. That much I can promise you. No doubt about it. I pray to God that this guy gets the nomination, that the Democrats are stupid enough, and they are stupid enough, to put that guy at the helm. Wow, that would be just be incredible. You pray for that. That would be a hoot. That would be a hoot. Lead Slinger's Whiskey. Brad Primo was here yesterday. Great products. Make sure to check them out. Join the Second Amendment Foundation. Visit Crossbreed Holsters. This is GunBroker.com Studios. Have you signed up for free over at GunBroker yet at GunBroker.com? If not, why? Go look at some of the auctions. Go check it out. All you have to do is go there and look at cool stuff, and you support Armed American Radio. It's that simple. MyPillow, if you're not sleeping on one, change that. I had a couple orders yesterday. Some of my neighbors used the promo code I found out yesterday, which was kind of cool, for some pillows for them. This is the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. We've got a promotion coming up with Car Arms in the very, very near future, so stay tuned with that. North American Arms, the gun giveaway, February 23rd. That's coming up quick, right? 11 days from today, we're going to be giving that away on Armed American Radio's Monster Cast, the top break at North American Arms Ranger 2. It's absolutely beautiful. Call North American Arms. Visit their website. Get their number. Call them. Tell them you heard it on Armed American Radio. You get a free hat and enter it into the gun giveaway, and they're going to do it for you right there on the spot. And they're going to send you a very, very cool hat. Email me a picture of it, mark@armedamericanradio.org. Many of you are. I love it. North American Arms. Bursa, the 380 Thunder. If you don't have one, get one. That's next on my list. I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to wait for that. Honestly, we may talk tomorrow, and I may have one. I'll let you know tomorrow. It depends on whether or not I have time to get out, okay? Defender Coffee. Sip some Defender Coffee and support the Second Amendment. DefenderCoffee.com. A portion of the proceeds goes to the gun rights organization of your choice, Gun Owners of America, Second Amendment Foundation. More on the way, okay? Do you need any more, really? You know where mine goes. It goes to the Second Amendment Foundation. I'm also a member of the Gun Owners of America, so take your pick. DefenderCoffee.com. I got something I want you to hear. This is, honestly, really tough to listen to. Now, I talked about Fred Gutenberg, the individual who lost his daughter at Parkland. It's horrible. Absolutely horrible. I have no idea how he goes on every single day. I don't. Maybe this is how he goes on. I don't know. But let me tell you something about Fred Gutenberg. When you enter this political arena, this gladiatorial combat of political, this garbage that we have to fight, and I'm going to fight it every single day. I don't care who you are. Doesn't matter to me. If you're coming after my rights, I'm going to defend my rights. I'm going to defend gun owners. This is Armed American Radio. And I'm going to talk about you, and I'm going to expose you. And if you're lying, I'm going to call you a liar. You don't get a pass from me. You do not get a pass from me. You never will. I want you to take a listen to what Fred Gutenberg said when he was on CNN just a couple of days ago about getting thrown out. Because I talked with you about that. He was all concerned. He says, how come I didn't get the invite to the White House? Why would the president invite you? You acted like a child. You're screaming and yelling. You're not interested in having an honest conversation with him. You're screaming and yelling. And all he did that triggered you was say he was going to defend the Second Amendment, which is under vicious attack across this country. Now take a listen to what he had to say on CNN. We'll pull this up here for you in just a second. And I want you to pay careful attention. I'm going to play the whole 2 minutes here. I think it's important that we hear what he has to say.
Fred Gutenberg is not a member of that group. He is joining me now. Fred, thank you so much for coming on to discuss this important moment, this important issue with us on this key week.
Thank you.
Okay, so I want to walk through this moment with you because you were responding to the president who was saying that the Second Amendment was under attack across the country. The thing you shouted was, what about victims of gun violence like my daughter? So will
like
you just
my daughter,
take
9 words.
Will you just take me through what you were feeling and why you yelled out?
Yeah, you know, listen, earlier in the speech, he spent time talking about violence, but talking about violence against Americans by illegals, as he would say, and how the way to address violence is to do all this awful, nasty stuff. And all I could sit there thinking about was my daughter was killed by an American teen male. And so I was getting angry because he wasn't addressing actually the cause of all violence in this country. Later on in the speech, when he got to the part about the Second Amendment, and he said, I will defend your Second Amendment rights, which are under attack and under siege all over this country, he's saying to his followers that people like me want to attack the Second Amendment. And that's just an absolute, brutal, disgusting, vicious lie. Under no circumstance, in no place in this country, is the Second Amendment under attack. And no legal, lawful gun owner feels the sting of gun safety measures that are being proposed.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Let me make this very, very clear. I don't feel bad saying this in any way, shape, or form to him or anybody else. First of all, when the host, I don't know who she is. I don't care. I don't watch CNN. Couldn't care less. When she talked about when he got to the part about Gutenberg's mouth, he came up with a very condescending, snarky little, yeah, like, you know, little laughter. You heard him chuckling there. Yeah, yeah. He looked condescending. He cracked that condescending smile. That smirk is what he gave. Okay? Now, let me make this very clear. I'm going to repeat this quote. Later on in the speech, when he got to the part about the Second Amendment, he said, I will defend your Second Amendment rights, which are under attack and under siege all over this country. He's saying to his followers that people like me want to attack the Second Amendment. And that's just an absolute, brutal, disgusting, vicious lie. Under no circumstance, I can't even read this with a straight face. In no place in this country is the Second Amendment under attack, and no legal, lawful gun owner feels the sting of gun safety measures that are being proposed. Mr. Gutenberg, you are either A, stupid, B, blinded, so blinded by ideology that you can no longer think straight, or C, you're just a dishonest liar. There is absolutely no other option. Is this man blind and oblivious to what's going on in Virginia? What's going on in California? What they're trying to do in the state of Florida? Ramping up efforts to take people's firearms, putting it on the ballot measure? He gave this information, these statements, to CNN when he was sitting in Boca Raton. Boca, baby. The guy's either stupid, way too blinded by ideology to think straight anymore. He's just a dishonest, flat-out liar to say what he said. Absolutely incredible that he could say that. Millions of people in the state of Virginia are getting ready to be turned into felons overnight. And this man says, and I quote, an absolute, brutal, disgusting, vicious lie is what he said. Under no circumstance, in no place in this country, is the Second Amendment under attack. Wow. I guess he's missed what's going on in the state of Virginia, or he just can't see it because he doesn't want to, or in his home state of Florida. And no legal, lawful gun owner feels the sting of gun safety measures. There we go, right? Gun safety measures. Except for all of those people who are getting ready to be turned into felons overnight for possessing their legally owned property, Mr. Gutenberg. What an absolute travesty and a shame that you have to come out and say things like this, because I'm going to defend my listeners and 100 million armed Americans against these statements, which are flat out, bald-faced, untrue. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. And I don't like having to say that, but I did. And I will again when I hear a statement like that come from him. Absolutely incredible to suggest in any way, shape, or form that no American's rights are under attack in this country. And yes, Mr. Gutenberg, you in fact are one of those individuals fighting against those rights. That's why the mere mention of the Second Amendment at the speech triggered you to the point that you got thrown out. Just so sad. Just so sad. I would just wish these people would let America grieve with them and for them. My God. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is going to get up and do it again tomorrow for this very reason. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio.